Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. It's your boy Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life, and maybe even find a little joy along the way. Today, we're diving into something that's absolutely crucial for your happiness and well-being. Building healthy relationships through effective communication. Ever feel like your words are getting lost in translation? You know that feeling when you're talking to someone, but it feels like you're speaking different languages. Yeah, been there, done that, got the miscommunication t-shirt. But trust me, it doesn't have to be this way. Relationships are like gardens. They need constant tending and care. And communication is the fertilizer, the sunshine, the lifeblood that keeps them thriving. When we communicate effectively, we build bridges of understanding, empathy, and connection. It's not always easy, but the payoff is totally worth it. So, let's unlock the secrets to communication magic and cultivate those amazing relationships. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, listen actively. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly understanding the message behind them. Pay attention to tone, body language, and even silence. You know that friend who always makes you feel heard? That's because they're masters of active listening. They give you their full attention, ask clarifying questions, and reflect back what they hear to ensure they've got it right. Try practicing this. It's like giving someone a high five for their thoughts and feelings. Second, express yourself clearly and honestly. No beating around the bush, no sugarcoating. When we keep things authentic, it builds trust. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want your friends to fake their opinions just to please you, right? So, don't do that to them. Share your thoughts and feelings openly, respectfully, and with kindness. Third, learn the art of I statements. Ever feel like blaming someone else for your feelings? You always make me feel, well, I'm here to tell you, there's a better way. Use I statements to take ownership of your emotions. Instead of saying, you made me angry, try, I felt angry when. This helps you communicate without attacking the other person and keeps the conversation focused on finding solutions. Fourth, practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Empathy is like a superpower. It allows you to connect with people on a deeper level and build stronger relationships. Think of it like this. Understanding someone else's point of view isn't about agreeing with them. It's about building bridges of compassion and connection. And finally, don't be afraid to apologize. We all mess up sometimes. A sincere apology can go a long way in repairing hurt feelings and strengthening relationships. Don't let pride get in the way of saying sorry. Remember, a true apology is not just about the words. It's about the willingness to take responsibility for your actions and make things right. Okay, here's a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner, and they keep checking their phone. You start feeling neglected and ignored. Instead of snapping at them or assuming the worst, try practicing some of these communication techniques. You could say something like, "Hey, I feel a little disconnected when you're on your phone during dinner. Would it be possible to put it away for a while so we can really connect?" That's direct and honest without being accusatory. This opens up a conversation where you both can share your feelings and work towards a solution. So there you have it, 5 powerful communication tips to build stronger, healthier relationships. Remember, effective communication is a skill that takes practice. Be patient with yourself and others, keep learning, and don't be afraid to experiment. The rewards of clear, open communication are well worth the effort. Remember, building healthy relationships starts with us. So, let's commit to communicating with intention, empathy, and respect. And hey, if you found these tips helpful, share this episode with your friends or leave a review. It helps us spread the love of dopamine decluttering. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I'll catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.